Members, shall we get started?
Whenever you're ready, you're the chair.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Okay,
good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, April 14th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. Two of our members are excused, so we're all here. We have Derek as our staff person for the day because Zoe has gone on the road with the Ways and Means Committee. And we've got several resolutions to do. I think we're going to begin with the first three. So I will begin by opening a public hearing and work session on HCR 4, HCR 10A, and HCR 11. And Erin, just briefly tell us what they are as Representative Olson's coming forward.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 4 recognizes and honors Officer Jimmy Lee Shoup for his service to the state. HCR 10 recognizes and honors Portland Police Officer Thomas Jeffries for his service to the state. And HCR 11 honors Ramona Lyon for decades of service as Chief Clerk of Oregon's House.
Thanks, Erin. And I see we've been joined by Representative Andy Olson. And welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. And Senator Beyer, it just seemed like I just saw you just a few hours ago last night. And good old Measure 91 committee.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Madam Chair, I feel really bad, and I have to apologize to you. I didn't bring a cup of candy to bring back
that.
Memories and revenue years ago with you. It's the only way we stayed awake. Anyways, my name is Andy Olson. I'm a state representative out of Albany. Appreciate you listening to these House concurrent resolutions. But the first one, House concurrent resolution for Jimmy Lee Shoup. Just briefly go through this with you. In 2011, we passed a bill, House Bill 39, which created a pathway for the legislature through a House concurrent resolution to honor fallen officers, which was the officer memorial sign. And that also went through your committee a couple of years back, Senator Byers. This honors Jimmy Lee Shoup, Clackamas County deputy. Jimmy and his twin sister Janet were born September 26, 1947 in Imperial, Nebraska. A couple of days later, they Charles and Mona Shoup from Portland went back to Nebraska, picked up the twins, and brought them home as adopted family. And it was kind of a neat story to start out with. They would graduate at David Douglas High School, and Jimmy began working a night shift part-time as a reserve for Estacada Police Department. He would eventually move on to the Police Academy, where he was hired with Clackamas County Sheriff's Office and completed that and began working with them on July 1, 1978. On November 7, 1981, he stopped a motorist for speeding on Orient Road near Kelso Street in Boring, Oregon. And after he had completed the violation, a traffic violation, he returned back to his patrol car. And as he was sitting in his patrol car, he was rear-ended by a 16-year-old girl who was under the influence of alcohol and also intoxicated with some other type of substance. So at that time, we were not working nearly as well as what we do today to determine what the other substances were that were in people's bodies when they were driving under the influence of intoxicants. She hit the patrol car at about 60 miles per hour from what the accident reconstructionist said come to. Jimmy was married. He had three children at the time. And there was people in the community that truly loved him. So that kind of gives you a snapshot of Jimmy Lee Shoup, and would truly, it would be an honor on your part of the building to honor him, too, in this resolution.
Thank you. So did we have anyone else to testify on this one?
No, we don't, Madam Chair.
Okay. Should we do the work session now?
We're open.
Okay.
Yes.
Senator Boquist?
Madam Chair, I move HCR 4A to the floor with a B adopted recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Boquist has moved HCR 4A to the floor with a B adopted recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Okay. Seeing none, motion carries. And I don't see that there's a Senate sponsor. Was there anybody in particular that you had wanted to carry this?
Absolutely, Senator Byers.
Senator Beyer.
Yeah, yeah, he'd be great. I'll even help him up.
Senator Beyer, would you?
I would be happy to, but we may want to look at somebody from Clackamas County.
Up there.
Right. So what, how about if we assign you temporarily?
I would be happy to.
Yeah, okay.
It'd be an honor.
Okay, I'll close the work session on HCR 4. And welcome, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I didn't realize you were going to be joining us.
Well, I thought until I am called away.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you. And do you want to go ahead on HCR 10?
I do. Thank you. And again, Madam Chair and committee members, my name is Andy Olson. I am the state representative out of the Albany area. And House Concurrent Resolution 10 is a bill that honors Portland Police Bureau Officer Thomas Layton Jeffries for his ultimate sacrifice that was on July 20th, 1997. And just briefly, Tom was born January 31st, 1962 in Roseburg, Oregon to Rex and Judith Jeffries. His family moved north and he attended high school in Estacada. And after high school, Tom attended the University of Oregon, graduating from magna cum laude with a degree in journalism. In the process, he wrote an unpublished novel. He worked as a reserve deputy for Polk County Sheriff's Office and as a corrections officer for the Department of Corrections. On November 8, 1973, at the age of 29, he became a member of the Portland Police Bureau. He was assigned to the East Precinct afternoon shift, and then eventually would move over to the North Precinct as well. Along the way, he married the love of his life, Vicki Cahill. It just so happens that Vicki had been a trooper with state police, too, at the time. On Sunday, July 20th, 1997, at 11:25 p.m., close to midnight, Officer Jeffries and a fellow officer were attempting to arrest a suspect who was wanted for shooting a 7-year-old child a few minutes earlier. They had stopped the suspect's vehicle on Northeast Gleason near Northeast 160th Avenue in Portland. The driver fled from his car, running behind a nearby house. As Officer Jeffries chased the suspect on foot, the man shot, hitting him 3 times. Officer Jeffries returned fire, striking his assailant. The man then ran again and was arrested later. Tom Jeffries was able to use his radio to give a description of the direction of where the suspect fled, and he was transported to a local hospital after midnight, and shortly thereafter he died. His wife, S.E. Tom Jeffries, was only 35 years old, and he was survived by his wife, Vicki, who ended up giving birth to a son just 2 months later. So that's another one of those that it's kind of a neat honor for us here in this building to be able to recognize, you know, both military as well as fallen officers.
Okay, thank you for bringing this to us. And I don't think we have anyone else to testify. So, Senator Farioli, did you have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm honored to move HCR 10A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Senator Farioli has moved HCR 10A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection to the motion?
No.
Motion carries. We're obviously showing Senator Burdick as excused on all of these. And so on this one, was there anyone? I wasn't clear. He was in Portland then?
Yes, with Portland Police Bureau. Mm-hmm.
So is there a volunteer to carry this on the floor?
I'll carry it.
Senator Boquist will carry it on the floor. Great. Thank you, Senator Boquist. I'll close the work session on HCR 10. And let's move on to HCR 11.
Okay. So, Madam Chair and committee members, again, my name is Andy Olson. I'm state representative from the Albany area. And HCR 11 is, I think that's what you said, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
11, okay. Honors Ramona Kennedy Line for her service as chief clerk of the Oregon House of State Representatives. It seems like forever. But, Representative Buckley was supposed to be here, too, and help me out, but he's not here. And we were co-sponsoring this together. we had a fun time.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Farioli.
So anyways, we had a good time last month when we recognized her on the House floor, and there's a lot of things that she's done. I mean, be truthful with you, I found her to be a friend during the 10 years that I've been over on the House side with her, and was one of those that you could go to and feel like you could talk to. I mean, all of you have been over there, so you know her personally. But it was one of those things that you could honestly share things in confidence and realize that they never did leave her room. And that was kind of a nice thing. I do believe that she's truly one of the very best for decorum over there as a sample and representative of what we want here in Oregon for the rest of the country to see. So, it would be an honor if you could move that forward.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And she certainly is part of the institutional memory of this place, taught generations of legislators, including myself and I'm sure others, what the legislature was all about, and we miss her. So, and I think we do have some people signed up to testify on this one. So, how about if I call, there are three people, I'll call them all forward, and that would be Jean Beck, Angela Kimball, and looks like Shirley Kimball.
That's the wrong one.
Oh, is that the wrong one?
I think you have the commissioner.
Maybe they signed the wrong sheet.
We did.
You signed up on HCR 11, but you're on another bill.
Okay, SCR.
So then we don't have anybody signed up, I think, on this.
And for the record, I'm her state senator.
And you're her state senator. Great. So then do we have a motion here?
As soon as someone passes it.
So, Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move HCR 11 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Okay. Senator Boquist has moved HCR 11 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Motion carries. And Senator Boquist, how about if you and I co-carry this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We will do that. And I will close the work session on HCR 11. And it looks like we've been joined by Representative Gomberg. So we will open a public hearing and work session on HCR 12 while he's coming forward. Welcome, Aaron. Why don't you tell us?
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 12 honors Laverne Weber for service to the state.
Okay, and welcome Representative Gomberg to the Senate Rules Committee.
Well, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Thank you so much for having me and for slotting me in before the door was closed behind me. I'm here today to speak on House Concurrent Resolution Number 12 regarding Dr. Laverne Weber. And I would begin by saying to you that the contemporary history of the city of Newport is intrinsically tied to the Hatfield Marine Science Center. And if you look at the recent developments there, whether it's the acquisition of NOAA, whether it's the aquarium, whether it is ongoing scientific programs, the groundbreaking last week for OMSI, so many of these remarkable successes, again, tied to the Hatfield Marine Science Center. But you ask the question, where does the vision come from? What's the impetus? Where's the spark that gets that wonderful ball rolling? And the answer to that question is Dr. Laverne Weber. And the resolution before you details the history of his involvement as the first director of the Hatfield Marine Science Center, his work coming to Oregon State, working with Fish and Wildlife, and then becoming the assistant dean of the graduate school before shifting over to Newport, and the many comments of his colleagues and his students and the community members regarding his efforts there. I don't want to take a lot of time with you, but I wanted to talk for just a moment about the man. I wanted to talk to you about the man because many, many years ago, I found myself as an undergraduate at Oregon State facing a challenge, a procedural challenge in the course of my academic career. And as luck would have it, I found myself in the office of the assistant dean of the graduate school looking for a solution, Dr. Weber. And he listened patiently for a couple of minutes. He proposed a solution and sent me on my way. And my guess is that by dinner time, he had probably forgotten the entire incident. But here we are nearly 40 years later, and I remember it because it made a significant change in my life. And I have to believe that he made a difference like that to so many students and to so many fellow faculty members and so many members of his community. So when he passed in May, we chose to bring this resolution to the legislature honoring a lifetime of good work, and I hope that you'll give it some positive consideration.
Okay, thank you for bringing it to us, and we don't have anyone else here to testify on it, so we'll just thank you again, and we are also in a work session, so Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 12 to the floor with a B adopted recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Senator Boquist moves HCR 12 to the floor with a B adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Oh, I see Senator Roblin's there.
Yes, I see that too. Any objection? Okay, motion carries. Thank you again, Representative Gomberg. We will
thank you, Madam Chair. Members
Senator
of the committee.
Senator Roblin to be our carrier on the floor. And I'll close the work session on HCR 12. Welcome to Senator Burdick. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And yes, let's next open a public hearing and work session on HCR 13A. And it looks like we've got Representative Klim. And Erin, do you want to just tell us what this is?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Ooh. HCR 13A. Commemorates 100th anniversary of McKinley Elementary School.
Okay, great. I see Representative Klim is coming forward.
Sorry, no, I didn't. Kind of the flash.
And we certainly couldn't miss you today, but
I don't know what you're talking about, Madam Chair, but for the record, I'm Brian right. Klim, State Representative from District 21, which is here in Salem, and I used to have Senator Girard, and I had contests about the gaudiest OSU outfit, so I don't know how he's looking today, but I feel like I've done a decent job of competing with
not
him.
Not competing today.
I think you're the winner.
Yes. Yeah. So I handed out a picture because this would be much more fun for you to have seen. This was the House Rules panel. I realized that even with my orange pants, I'm not going to be able to touch these students who are here to testify. For those of you who know Fritz Graham, who is a longtime aide to Senator Wyden, one of these is his daughter. The one you don't get to see is Carol and I's daughter, who also goes to McKinley, who was too shy to testify but did sit on my lap while I talked. This is a school turning 100 years old in Senator Courtney and I's district, and this House Memorial House Concurrent Resolution commemorates their 100th anniversary. I won't read you the whole litany of things that have been happened, but just a couple things of note. The McKinley School is the first in the Salem-Keizer area to have all-day kindergarten back in 1997. They closed at one time during the, and LC actually corrected me and made me find the right term for it, and I'm trying to figure out the right term or they'll have my hide. I called it a flu outbreak. They said actually no, it was in fact, and they gave me a very specific term for influenza outbreak, and became a hospital during that time. Otherwise, they've operated continuously for 100 years. They're here in Salem. And the really fun part of this bill isn't so much the words on the page. It was that the students themselves developed the resolution as part of their classroom leadership project. So the students came up with the language. They then learned about the amendments and the amendment process. They helped develop amendments and then came down to testify, and several of them sat on the side aisle when it had a House vote. Luckily, it was an in-service day for teachers, so they were able to get out of school. They're in school today, which is why they're not here, and we only have photos. But with that, I think I will turn it over to someone without really nice pants to enthrall you, the Senate President, who is the Senator for McKinley Elementary School.
Yes, good afternoon to Senator Courtney. Thank you for joining us. And there's nothing wrong with your attire. That was a kind of not very inside joke.
My name is Peter Courtney. I'm a State Senator, District 11. Can I just ask, did you do all the history already?
A little bit. Not all of it. Only the flu outbreak.
Oh. Well, I'm here today to support the resolution, which honors this little elementary school just straight up right up the road here for being 100 years old. And I said this before the House Rules Committee. It will not be a long statement, and I don't know if it's given to you that when they built this in 1915, it cost $20,128. As you've already indicated, heard, it's gone through many changes, and talked about the hospital that you heard about. I think it became a junior high school in 1920, and then in 27, it again became the elementary school we know today. And just statements generally made that we made that day before the Rules Committee in the House. About 346 students from kindergarten through the fifth grade. Last year, 79% of her students met or exceeded state standards for math, 87% in science, 88% in reading. And students at McKinley can participate in LEGO, robotics, battle of the books, farm to school program, which of course the good representative had so much to do in creating, the young Rembrandts Club, and much more. And I could say more, but I think that this is a remarkable little school in the great capital city and one of the landmark schools. And so it's really a part of our history, and I know the good representative and I are very honored to say this is part of our Senate District. So I hope you can pass this 100 years, good history, good place. Thank you for being willing to hear this bill, and hopefully you can put it in the Senate floor so I can get the job done that the good representative has already gotten done over in the House. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Courtney. Did we have any questions? No. Thank you for bringing this to us, and I think we're ready.
Madam Chair, I move House Concurrent Resolution 13 to floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Boquist has moved HCR 13A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. And Senator Courtney, would you
Sure.
carry your? Yeah. Great. Thank you. So Senator Courtney will carry on the floor. I'll close the work session on HCR 13. Commissioner Avakian, are you pressed for time, or can you wait for one more before we do the bill you came for? Okay. Then we will next open a public hearing and work session on SCR 11, Senate Concurrent Resolution 11. And this is the one that I had tried to call people up for before, so I'll call them now. And it's Jean Beck, Angela Kimball, and Shirley Kimball, and Erin. Just tell us what this is.
And
please come forward.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 11 honors Shirley Kimball for her service to the state and commitment to fight against mental illness.
Thank you, Erin. And please come join us.
And Madam Chair, for the record, I am the chief sponsor of this.
I see that.
And generally in our district, like other districts, we have these come forward, but we try to get people when they're still alive. And Shirley certainly tears my ear apart on mental health care issues. So we decided it would be a good thing to have her before us and do it before she dies 20 years from now.
Very good. Thank you, Senator Boquist. Well, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. Thanks for your patience. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Chairwoman Rosenbaum and members of the committee, good afternoon. My name is Jean Beck. I'm Vice President of the National Alliance for Mental Illness Yamhill County affiliate, one of the 14 NAMI affiliates in the state. We are an active group of volunteers dedicated through education, support, and advocacy to helping individuals living with mental illness. Volunteers for a cause, especially when the case is the health and welfare of our loved ones, are often committed and tenacious people. However, the object of our admiration in this Senate concurrent resolution, Mrs. Shirley Kimball, stands out dramatically among the many advocates for the mentally ill. For nearly 40 years, Shirley Kimball has provided outstanding service to individuals living with mental illness and their families through the Abacus program in Yamhill County, through her work with Yamhill County's Department of Health and Human Services, and most notably, through her work with NAMI Yamhill County. Shirley has been a tireless volunteer for NAMI, serving as a remarkably sensitive and effective leader of support groups, serving as our legislative liaison, organizing our lobby days here in Salem, and serving as our secretary and as chair of our program committee. She is a strong advocate for the needs and rights of individuals with mental health challenges and their families, and she has brought to NAMI Yamhill County a strong and clear vision for the ways we can improve the lives of our loved ones with mental illness. I am here to express my personal gratitude for Mrs. Kimball's dedication and commitment, and to express the support of NAMI Yamhill County for this resolution. We urge its adoption and are deeply grateful for the legislature's recognition of a truly outstanding member of our community. Thank you for the opportunity to provide input.
Thank you very much for bringing it to us and for your testimony. Please go ahead.
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Angela Kimball, and I'm speaking on behalf of NAMI Oregon and Chris Bonneth, their executive director. I'll read the testimony he has submitted. He states, NAMI Oregon wholeheartedly supports Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, which honors longtime NAMI member and volunteer Shirley Kimball of Yamhill County for her many years of advocacy and service on behalf of individuals and families affected by mental illness. Many of us active in Oregon with the National Alliance on Mental Illness consider Shirley a guiding light, someone who blazed trails at a time when stigma surrounding mental illness was even more oppressive than it is today. Her leadership with NAMI Yamhill, her direct support for individuals and families who struggled with mental illness, and her policy advocacy to improve our state's community mental health system are legendary within our NAMI family. Truly, without her leadership and tireless activism, NAMI wouldn't be as widely available in our state and as successful at helping Oregonians as it is today. We have all benefited from Shirley's willingness to give of her time and talents to NAMI and to those who live with mental illness. We're thankful for her participation and leadership and that they continue to this day with NAMI Yamhill. And we can think of no one more deserving within our organization than Shirley for the recognition that SCR 11 bestows. We hope you share our appreciation of Shirley by approving SCR 11. Thank you for this opportunity to provide our input. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.
And now I'm Shirley.
You must be Shirley.
Well, it's a great honor to sit before you and to humbly thank you for considering this moving recognition of my work with mental health. I want to particularly extend my gratitude to Senator Boquist and his former colleague, Representative Jim Thompson, for this resolution. Thank you. It's the commitment of legislators like Senator Boquist and former Representative Jim Thompson that gives hope and optimism to Oregonians who, like me, find themselves with lives affected by mental illness. Well, I'm loath to accept recognition for something my parents simply taught me as being the right thing to do. I'm honored to do so, however, on behalf of those who live with mental illnesses and their families. I'm a person who gets out of bed in the morning and after coffee and an ibuprofen is ready for the day. But I know too many who have to grit their teeth to face the day's routines. The mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, children whose stomachs churn when they get the message, I need help. The sisters who can't find her missing brother. The father whose son is troubled with mental illnesses, who is in jail. And worst of all, the parents of the daughter who lost her life. The many Oregonians who experience the pain, private pain of mental illness, need you, their legislators, to promote conditions that foster mental health. This year, during our annual NAMI Lobby Day, our NAMI members noticed and remarked that you, their elected representatives, knew more about mental illnesses than they did in former times. And collectively, that's true, that we have all learned more about mental health. Well, first, housing. There's nothing that gives a person a more secure feeling than an address. Second, a comprehensive, dependable health care system. such a system must include acute care, care for episodes of acute illness. And such acute care must always be available, because a delay of a few hours or days is just as detrimental to recovery from a mental illness crisis as it is for a person having a stroke. Third, a justice system that provides treatment rather than isolation for people with serious mental illnesses. Mental health courts, such as the one in Yamhill County, have successfully diverted people out of the mental, out of the criminal court system into treatment that has led to recoveries. When I moved to Oregon 51 years ago, my daddy, who was born in Lebanon, beamed, and he said, "Oregon is the best governed state in the Union." Well, I share that opinion. Your attention and support to bills that improve housing, health care, justice, will help ensure that Oregon citizens who live with mental illnesses can live productively and with dignity in this great state. I thank you very much for the honor of considering me for Senate Concurrent Resolution 11. And I'm sorry I forgot to address you before I launched into this, Chair Senator Rosenbaum and Senators Beyer, Boquist, and Burdick. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It sounds like you've made a huge contribution to our state. And this is our, the Senate's highest honor, actually, and we're very pleased to be able to bestow it on you. And Senator Boquist, did you have comments?
She's my favorite Democrat.
Excuse him, <Mom.
Right. laughs>
Well, we won't take that personally. Okay, well, thank you very much for being here, and especially thank you, Shirley, for your service to our state and to the community. I think all of our lives have been touched by mental illness in one way or another, so we can appreciate what you're doing.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 11 to the floor with a be-adopted recommendation.
Senator Boquist has moved SCR 11 to the floor with a be-adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, motion carries. And Senator Boquist, would you carry this on the floor?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Okay, we will have Senator Boquist as our carrier. And I will close the work session on SCR 11. And it looks like that brings us to, I will open a public hearing and work session on SCR 13. And we have two people, right, to testify on this, Jim Zaleski and Labor Commissioner Brad Avakian. And while you're coming forward, Erin, would you just briefly tell us about this one?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. SCR 13 commends Oregon State University Beavers wrestling team on their exemplary intercollegiate athletic achievements.
Thank you, Erin, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. I'm glad that we could hear this on an appropriate day, too. So.
Certainly, Madam Chair, committee members, thank you very much for hearing the resolution. Coach Jim Zaleski is seated to my right. The Oregon State Wrestling Program is a storied athletic program in Oregon. In case you didn't know, it has produced innumerable conference and national champions and competitors that have been a great success on the world stage as well. I was very lucky and privileged to be able to be a part of the team in the early 80s, though my skills were not as I just described many other Oregon State wrestlers have had. But they are a terrific program, and this resolution honors a significant accomplishment in the last year as Coach Zaleski coached them to their 1,000th win. So again, thank you very much for hearing the resolution. I don't think Senator Gelzer is here, so on behalf of Senator Gelzer as well, I will let Coach Zaleski tell you a little bit more about the significance of that 1,000th win.
Thank you. And Senator Gelser was not able to be here, but definitely is very involved in this.
So. Madam Chair, committee members, it's good to be here. I think the significance of the thousands.
Just say your name for the record.
Jim Zaluski, head coach Jim Zaluski. The significance of the thousands win is, there's been a lot of Division I wrestling programs, and Oregon State's only the third program to reach this milestone. So I'm just a short part of that history. There's been a lot of, this history goes back over 100 years of a lot of student athletes and coaches helping reach this milestone.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here. Any questions?
Well, I just have an observation. I can now understand how the labor commissioner makes various rulings now that I understand what
background.
He's always wrestling with these things. I can see this now. I never made this connection when he was a House member. So.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Senator Bookus, we're in a work session.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 13 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Senator Boquist has moved SCR 13 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. And Senator Gelser has requested to carry this. It's in her district, so we will ask her to be our carrier. And that actually completes our agenda for today. Members, not be meeting on Thursday this week in order to allow some of our other committees with deadlines to get caught up on their work. Members, we're not meeting on Thursday.
No Thursday meeting.
Not on Thursday. Other committees have a lot to do, as you all know.
Yes, they're going to send us stuff.
So that completes our work for today and for the week in this committee. And with nothing further to come before us, members, we're adjourned. Before us, members, we're adjourned. And with nothing further to